You may be seated. Open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11. Keep your focus. Put yourself in a surrendering position, a yielding position, and a flowing position. Hearing, seeing, understanding, receiving, releasing. Now, surrender unto the word. Yield to it and flow with it. Forget about your problem. Forget about what you're dealing with. The word gonna solve it. All right. You got that? Understand that? All right. Now, the scripture lesson in Matthew chapter 11 I'm about to use again is based on the fact of not being able to recognize who Jesus is properly. And then when something come up you can't handle, fear and worry and stress should not be your lot. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
The text I'm about to read is based on Jesus dealing with people hearing the word and refusing to repent. And if he can get a non-repentive mode in your life about something you know you're wrong and you don't admit it, no matter how many scriptures you use, no matter how much praise you give, it's not going to work. So, apasindulaba. Repentance, you may write in your note, is a strong, strong word in my life. Because what repentance do, it released me back into my power. Please, don't always have to be right.
Yeah. Come on, sir.
Somebody may be trying to teach you something.
Right.
So refrain from that, and then you can get further. Also, evidence won't mean nothing to you if your heart's shut. Evidence can be walking or driving or dancing all around you, and you won't be able to see it because you're blind. Evidence is for a reason. Evidence is to bring conviction and to tell you it is possible. Don't ever shut your eyes on evidence. And so what has happened here, these people have shut their eyes on evidence that he said John had been a forerunner in this text, prior to this text, and then when things got tight, John couldn't see nothing. Are you the one, or do we look for another? He's still the same.
Yes, sir.
When you're going through a problem, God's still the same.
Yes, sir.
He's the one. You don't need to look for another. He's the real one.
Yes, sir.
It's just a lesson to be learned.
Yes,
what I say?
Yes,
everything that happened in your life is just a lesson.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
If you learn how to study the truth,
amen.
Two laws I want to give you before I go to my text. They come out of Romans 8:2. The law of attraction and the law of distraction. Don't be distracted when you need to be attracted. Don't let nothing distract you from God, distract you from who you are in Christ, no matter how bad things look. The law of distraction is not as powerful,
yes,
as the law of attraction. You have been anointed with the law of attraction of good things. Every good gift, every perfect gift is from above, from the Father of light, in whom there's no variance nor shadow of turning. Law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. See, everything that is in odd for your life being successful and a blessing is the law of distraction. And how you handle things is determined what law you're agreeing with. Prior to reading this text, I want to get you ready for it because you're so familiar with it. This call that Jesus is about to make in our text, I wrote down what influenced Jesus to make this type of call. What is the unrest he saw in the people's lives? John's failure to recognize who he was at his points of problem. At his points of problem. That's when you really got to know who he is. Anybody can say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus when everything's going good. Jesus, Jesus. Can you say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus when all the light look like they're going out? I don't feel like singing, girl. Let's go to the text. Matthew 11, going to begin at verse 25. I want to reveal to you the secret and the mysteries to supernatural rest in your soul. Supernatural rest in your soul. Supernatural rest in your mind. Supernatural rest in your conscience. Supernatural rest in your emotion. Supernatural rest playing on the screen of your imagination. Supernatural rest that everything you desire belongs to you. Supernatural rest in your will, because your will is in harmony at all times with God's will. Supernatural. In other words, the surrounding cannot change you. What other people are saying can't change you. Whether you know it or not, this morning, oh my, your spirit is already full of supernatural rest, supernatural peace, supernatural joy. Yes. Supernatural favor. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Supernatural victory. Yes. You already have it. Yes. It's in your spirit, but it got to get in your soul, yes, in your body, yes, in your life, yes, and in your life situation. Yes. Go back to, tell them, go back to hearing. Put that back on the board of hearing. Because I want them to hear this. Text. It's an invitation that the Lord has given. Everybody cannot receive this. Many Christians will never see it. Verse, oh my. In the first statement in verse 25 of 11th chapter of Matthew, it said, at that time. How many of y'all see that? Yes, at that time. This is a particular time. This is the time right here. At that time was a time similar to this time where people are not recognizing Jesus really for who he is at large. You know, I know y'all love God, you understand, but let me teach to you, please. Whole cities are disrespecting Jesus. But your city can't. Why? Because I'm here and I'm going to respect Jesus. No matter what go on around me, I'm going to hold my dignity. And I'm not going to let them pull me into this filth and disrespect and dishonor for my master. So at that time when all that was going on, and I think it's time to preach this text now in this generation. At that time, Jesus answered and said, you in verse 25?
Yes, sir.
Look what Jesus said. I thank thee, O Father, Lord. Look what he called him. Somebody else might think they're running it. But those of us who can hear and see and understand and receive and release, we know who in charge.
Yes.
Jesus is Lord of Darrow. Yes. Jesus is Lord of Louisiana. Yes. Jesus is Lord of the United States of America. Yes. Jesus is Lord of the whole world.
Yes.
I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise. Hid these things from the wise and prudent. So in spiritual laws, there's hiding and revealing. If you're not going to use it, the Lord going to hide it from you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Those of us who are going to be do it, what's the sense of giving it to you and you're not going to do it? You're letting somebody else control your life. God has showed you what you need to do, but you worried about your family members. About your co-workers, how they gonna feel about it. Who is the Lord of your life? And these people who think they're so smart on their own can't even see what God is saying. He hide it from them. Why? Because they're gonna take it and not serve him. Always remember, your life as a child of God is a life of revelation. It's a life of unfolding. It's a life where God will show you things that the average person would never see. Revelation, the Holy Spirit's job is to reveal Jesus that lives in my life. Once I get that revelation, then I can hear.
Yeah.
Then I can see.
Uh-huh.
Then I can understand. Even though everything else is saying different, Everything around me saying it's not working out. Everything around me saying I'm not going no further. But I got revelation in my spirit going into my heart, coming out into my life and coming out to life situation. See, life and life situation, your life and your situation are not the same. See, don't let the situation change your life. I say, don't let the situation change your life. What I'm talking about? Let your life change the situation. See, a lot of situation we have in our life, we think that's our life. That's not our life. When revelation come, that situation going to change. We got to live by hearing, seeing, understanding, receiving, and releasing. Did you hear me, children? We got to live by that. We got to live and see, our soul has been a blockage. Write that down. Our soul, our mind, our natural mind, our natural mind have been a blockage. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Somebody talk to me over there.
Yes, sir.
See, you got to be able to hear. Turn to 1 Corinthians 2:9. You got 1 Corinthians 2:9. I just want the Holy Spirit to have free course. We are a people of revelation. We have a Holy Spirit, or the Holy Spirit, who can reveal every truth we need. Every path, P-A-T-H, we need to take.
Yes, sir.
We have a Holy Spirit who knows how to step through a crowd.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And the crowd can't stop you.
Yes.
Eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither entered into the heart of man the thing that God had prepared. Now notice, enter into the heart of men. Heart means soul. Heart means inner man. Don't mean spirit. It's already in your spirit. But you're going to have to let Jesus train your soul. What have happened, we have trained our spirit at the expense of our soul. The time we used trying to train our spirit, we should have been training our soul. Second Peter says, we are partakers of his divine nature. Romans 8:11 says, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, do what another. 2 Corinthians 5:17. 17 said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, I'm there.
Yes, sir.
You?
Yes, sir.
You a new creature?
Yes, I am.
What?
Yes, sir.
So let me ask you a question then. You a new creature. What's the hold up? What's been holding you back all these years? What place you want in life you have not entered? Why are you not in there? Why all these promises? Why you don't have them? Is God holding them back from you? Is the devil able to hold it back from you? Well, who got the problem? Oh. You understand what I'm saying? And that's what we hear about. That supernatural rest. You cannot rest unless you're in the right place.
That's true. My Lord.
Watch this. God designed you to be blessed.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I receive it.
In every compartment of your life. You hear me, young man? He designed, God, your father, you Christian? He designed for you to be blessed.
Yes.
At all times. In everything. In every way. Come on. You, what are you saying, Reverend? I'm saying you're designed to be blessed. Once you became a child of God. So what's the hold up? Revelation. Revelation. Oh, my, man. I'm not getting full, Lord. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent and have revealed them unto, well, who? Babe. Underline, babe. Babe, you're too grown up. You can't hardly talk to a grown up. You can talk to a baby. Tell the baby, say, da-da. He said, da-da. Tell that grown up, get on the other side of the road. What's wrong with this side? Y'all know, I know. So in order to function where I'm talking about, except you become as a little child, you can't walk in revelation. Revelation is not for adults. I'm talking about in the physical. You're supposed to mature in the spirit, but if you're going to be an adult, you know, you got your own lines you done put down, and you got your own mind made up, and you got your old ugly, stanky ways. All of us got them. And you can't even perfume won't help it. Because you're fighting to hold that thing. I know what I want. You got to become a little child, man. You got to, so God can teach you. You got to be teachable. So you can't do this on your own. No. Only the Holy Spirit. I'm a grown amen. a woman. Y'all put that word in there. I didn't put nothing. I just said a. Hey. But you understand how that works, right? You telling me what to do. I know what to do already. How do you think I got here? Got where? So he said, even so, Father, for it seemed good in thy sight, all things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knows the Son. I got some good notes I'm going to give you. I got to read fast. Of the Son, knows the Son but the Father. Neither knows any man the Father save the Son. And he to whomsoever the Son will what?
Reveal
him. Now, here he gives this invitation. It's been preached in the Baptist church, it's been preached worldwide, but listen to it. When all this rigmarole going on, Jesus says, come unto me. Now, here's one of my meditation leaders. Come unto me, the Lord cannot do this for me. I'm the one got to come. Come unto me. It's not some order I can give God. God have given me an order. Come unto me. I got to do the coming. Right? He said, come unto me. All you that live in heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The second assignment to me. Not only must I come, the second assignment now. The second assignment in this text. Good God Almighty. Take my yoke upon you. I can't do that for you. Pastor can't do it for you. God can't do it for you. The Holy Ghost can't do it for you. The church can't do it for you. You got to take it. Now, here's just a saying I want to say here to help us. Lord, I don't want to do nothing in my life without you. Lord, I don't want to do nothing in my life without your permission.
Lord, nothing in my life.
That's what yoke up, taking my yoke on me. Lord, I don't want to go nowhere. You can't go. Somebody said, I don't want him that close. That's what yoke, take my yoke upon you mean. That means everything you think, everything you do, and everywhere you go, Jesus is right there with you. You go in a hotel and commit fornication, Jesus is going to be there with you, looking right at you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, you got to be real here. He said, take my yoke. Once you take that yoke, you ain't going in no hotel and commit no fornication. So nobody got to be preaching to you about fornication every Sunday. Just take the doggone yoke. Take my yoke up on you. What's the next thing now? Oh, you mean tell me I got to learn to? And learn of me, because if not, you're going to have a terrible life. Because you and I are going to be in the same yoke. You're going to be trying to go one way, and I'm going the other way. So when you learn to flow, learn to yield, learn to surrender, your life going to be much more easy. Can I get three hallelujahs? Whether you know it or not, your life is taking a change this morning. You're going deeper into the things of God, where you can hear, where you can see. Yeah, Lord, I see. Where you can understand. You see me?
Yes, sir.
Where you can receive, where you can release at any given moment, at any given time. You recognize all the time that I'm designed by God to be a winner.
Yes, sir.
Now, who up in here dumb enough not to want to be a winner? I will not waste my breath no more on you. Get your keys, get in your car, and speed out of here. I don't care if you tear the gate down. You designed to be a winner.
Yes, sir.
I want to prophesy.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Everywhere you've been losing, you're about to win. I don't care what the issue is. Everywhere, based on God's word, based on what I'm preaching, everywhere you've been failing, you're about to win. Everything that's been holding you back, could God Almighty, got to turn you loose right now. Shouldn't have never let you got here this morning to know it's your divine right to win. It's your divine right to be blessed.
Yes, sir, I receive. Thank you, Jesus.
It's your divine right. Listen to me, children. It's your divine right. I don't care what's going on. Your divine right to be happy.
Yes.
Tell three people I'm happy. Don't care what's going on. It don't make no difference what's going on.
Yeah, make no difference.
Because when you yoked up with Jesus,
yes,
everything is subject to change.
Yes,
I'm happy. Yeah, that's right. Shoot, man, somebody got to be happy up in here. Sit down. Anybody in here know this better than humming?
Yes.
Let me see your hand. How many make you feel good with this stuff? Yeah, boy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hold on. It's for real. That's right. It's right. And we haven't got to the deep hole yet. We'll get a little deeper in a few minutes. All right. I'm going to start spitting some things out to you. So you take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, what I want you to do for a lesson, I don't have time for to do it in here. In the text from verse 28, I want you to take a notepad and record when you get in your private time, not my time. Record what's my part and what's Jesus' part. And you're going to see what's happening. What I got to do and what Jesus is going to do. And then you'll be able to receive the text. The text is always, any text is about you and Jesus. I love it. Any text, any scripture is about you and the Lord. It's not just about the Lord doing something. It's about you doing something. The Lord always gives you an assignment. So he can have the right to provide you with what you want. Got it? All right. Let me make you question this text now. We need to question this text a little bit. I said some about it, but I'm going to say it all right now. What influenced Jesus to make this type of call? Was it the unrest he saw in the people's lives? That's why he's making this call this morning. John failed to recognize who he was at his points of problem. See, John was locked up in jail. You can't refuse to recognize who Jesus is at your points of problems. Write that down. You're going to be able to use it, you know. At your points of problem, still recognize who Jesus is. Who is he? He's the solution. You see what I'm saying? He's the solution. So just because you have a problem doesn't mean Jesus is not in control.
Come on now.
See, Christian, as long as we're in this world, we need to understand that. Problem comes, problem goes. Situation comes, situation goes. But we have to realize at that point, Jesus still is Lord. John in jail, John the one prophesied about Jesus. But now he's looking at his problem more than he's looking at Jesus.
Yes,
have that ever happened to you?
Yes,
let me see how many people had to pray for him here this morning. That problem tried to get your attention, boy. But when a problem is raging, the scripture said, be still. And know that I'm God. The problem is not God. You heard that? Your problem you're dealing with on the internet, your problem you're dealing with is not your God. And God, I told you, watch, because you're going to win that case. You listen to this message. It's a soul deal that nobody can run you. I'm saying something pointed to a lady. I told her, watch. She got a multi-million-dollar case. And they keep messing around with it. You cannot receive the yoke of Jesus by your wisdom and intelligence. Matter of fact, your wisdom and your intelligence are blocked to you having the yoke of Jesus. Not only come, but take. Don't only come to me, but take my yoke upon you. All right. Write as much as you can down. Supernatural soul rest comes to me now. The offer is made by Jesus, who is willing to train me in this supernatural rest. And then I wrote a question. Can Jesus train me how to have supernatural rest? Huh? What is supernatural rest? Supernatural rest is, it doesn't matter. If y'all gonna talk that much, boys, y'all not gonna understand what I'm saying. Y'all, you know, y'all talk when y'all get in the car, man. You ain't talking about what I'm saying. You're talking about something else. Come on, I'm paying attention to everybody up in here. I'm looking at everybody. I want you to hear what I'm saying. I'm trying to help your life. You're gonna need what I'm saying. So I like people to pay attention in certain. I don't like for them to be, what y'all talking about? Shoot, it is important. What you come here for? Come on, man. I'm about to share some things with you. Unlimited rest is available to you today if you will listen and obey. Unlimited rest, no matter what's going on. Let me say something ugly. No matter whether the hussy across the street like you or not, you still have rest. I say something crazy. Y'all got to say something crazy. Y'all don't understand what I'm saying. Now listen very carefully. When he said, come to me, all you that live in heaven, unusual rest, where everything do not have to be going right at the moment. But you know everything will change in your favor every time. Did you hear that? Let me give it to you. Unusual rest, where everything do not have to be going right at the moment. But you know everything will change into your favor every time. Everything will change into my favor every time. Everything will change into my favor every time. Everything will change into my favor every time. What a wonderful word. Huh? Come on, talk to me. What you dealing with this morning? What need to change your life? It's changing while you sitting here. It's changing into your favor because you're in the presence of the living God. I have to bring the question before you now. Is anything too hard for God? If thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Delight yourself in the Lord. He will give you the desires of your heart. All things work together for good for them that love God, who are called according to his purpose. If God for me, who, tell me who, can be against me? No weapon. That's the kind of power that you'll carry, boy. That's the kind of power that you'll carry. When you're yoked with Jesus, all scriptures come alive. Everything that God said, everything that Jesus said, everything that the Holy Spirit said, everything that angels have said, everything the prophet said, everything the apostle said, everything the pastor said, everything the teacher said, everything the evangelist said, everything the believer said is yours. I ain't leaving you with no problem. All my problems solved. Whoever God has to touch to move on my behalf, they're moving right now. I love it. I I love the word, man. I love the word. Whatever it takes for me to win, the angels are working on it right now. Y'all better talk to me up in here. I'm leaving this service in total victory, and I'm not going to let nobody change it. I heard it for myself. Bless God, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You may be seated. Let me give you this rest real quick. I got about 20 minutes. I'm standing in unshakable rest, wearing the supernatural abilities of God. I'm standing in supernatural rest, wearing the unshakable abilities of God. This lesson is designed, listen, for you to be undisturbed about the storms of life. The next storm come up, I want you to say out loud, I got my yoke on. Oh my God. The next storm arrives, just say, I got my yoke on. Are y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
I'm almost through. Y'all listening?
Yes,
come unto me. All you that labor and heavy letter.
Yes.
I'm about to unload you.
Yes.
Here's what the Spirit of God told me about this message. He says, unlocking forces that you have never used. By you being yoked with Jesus, he's going to show you how to unlock forces that you have never used before. There are some divine forces that you have never seen in action. Man, two people stood up on that. Jesus Christ. Unlocking forces that you have never used before.
Hallelujah.
That, you know, he got plenty of them, you know. Yes. God got plenty of them.
Yes.
He's like mercy and grace,
yes,
at a, and they come to a higher degree,
yes,
when you better understand.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
How many of y'all would like your favor to be unlocked?
Yes.
Let me tell you how powerful this thing is. You will get to the point, Lord, don't send nothing else. I can't handle it right now. Tell them. Send it to the lady down the street, Lord. Right now, I can't handle no more. I just got you crying about the last thing you sent me. I can't handle no more, Lord. Send it to the lady down the street. Pastor preaching, is it possible to live that kind of life he's talking about? Yes. That's what I'm here for, to tell you, you can live it. You can live it and give it. Give it to somebody else. Jesus Christ. Sit down. You want to write this down? I'm almost through. Supernatural rest for my soul. Say it.
Supernatural rest for my soul.
See, your spirit don't need no rest. Why your spirit don't need no rest? Your spirit knows that it is the boss of the world, of Satan, and all the blessings. Your divine identity is I am. Now, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this word right. Infinity. Infinity means unlimited.
Right.
I am is your infinity.
That's right.
You are an unlimited person.
Yes, sir.
Walking on earth about to happen.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
Now, limited people tremble when they see an unlimited Christian. Even limited Christian tremble when they see an unlimited Christian coming. Because they don't believe it's real, because they've never been there. So they think you're a worldly person. Or they think you're a crook because you're blessed. The church been wrong so long, when a blessing comes, I don't know about that. That's too much.
Come on.
What is too much? When you don't know what to say, you know the best thing to do? Yeah, shut up. Just shut up. You don't know what to do. Here we go. Not only is it unlimited rest, unusual rest, unshakable rest, undisturbed rest, unlocking rest, but it's uprooting all fears, all worry, all frustration, and threats against your life. They are being uprooted today. All fear, all worry, all frustration, all threats that you're not going to make it. How you not going to make it and you've made it? How many of y'all are in Christ? Ooh, you're blessed. You understand? Come unto me, all you that live in heaven. Let me get that load off you. Take my yoke up on you and learn of me. For I'm meek, now watch he said, for I'm meek and lowly. See, the soul training. I'm lowly in my soul. I'm meek in my soul. Jesus said, blessed are the meek for what? What? You can't be meek on your own. You need a meek yoke on you. You see what I'm saying, Melvin? Yeah, you see, because the more you know, the unmeek you're going to become. But that meek yoke gonna remind you where it come from. Yeah. Good God Almighty. Y'all still with me?
Yes, sir.
Understanding the profound, right, sit down, write this down. Understanding the profound truth of your soul and knowing that soul rest is a master key to your success. Soul rest is a master key to your success. Unlimited power is knocking the peace and joy of your life today. Ultimate power, unlimited power, ushering in an apostolic government by knowing how to yield your soul to the supernatural realm and reality. Knowing how to yield your mind, your conscience, your imagination, even your feelings,
yes,
your emotion,
yes,
to the supernatural power of God.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Can I get a witness over here?
Listen.
Ushering in an apostolic government by knowing how to yield your soul to the supernatural realms and realities.
Amen.
In other words, usual church is over.
Right.
Yeah. Usual Christianity is over. You have been designed to be unusual. Unregular.
Unregular.
Uncommon.
Uncommon.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Sometime I want you to realize you're special. I don't care how you were read. I don't care if they treated you wrong. I don't care what kind of racism you've been through. I don't care what you've been through. All I want you to know, in Christ, I'm special. Nobody gonna take that from me. You got to know that. But you got to have that yoke on you to keep you from being out of order. Balance, that's the word I need. Uncovering your weakness, sis, and covering your life with strength. That few in the body of Christ know how to put into action. Uncovering your weakness and covering your life with strength. That reminds me of, that's Philippians 4:13? Huh? Turn there. Ooh, Jesus. Come alive.
Come alive.
Philippians 4:13. Anybody have something going on don't fit in this category? Philippians 4:13. You got something going on that's too big for this, just let me know. Raise your hand. Philippians 4:13. And they ain't saying nothing about God can do it. Partnership. Covenant. Covenant. I'm a covenant winner. Say it. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me if I let him. And I'm letting him. He's my strength. Ephesians 6:10. Finally.
Yes, sir.
It's time.
Yes, sir.
My brother.
Yes, sir.
My sister.
Yes.
Be strong. How many see it over there? Finally, my brother, finally, my sister, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Look at Ephesians 3:16. That's your soul. You got to find a jumping off place. Ephesians 3:16. That's your soul. That's your soul. We're talking about your soul. The inner man is your soul. Good God Almighty. How many have been blessed?
Amen.
That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit. In the soul, the inner man. In the heart, the inner man. The soul. Strengthen in your soul. Listen, my brother and sister, you are already fully strong in your spirit.
Yes. Yes.
What did you say?
Yes.
I said that you're already fully strong in your spirit because your spirit is the nature of God.
Yes, sir.
So here now Paul is praying, Leroy is praying, that you be strong in your inner man.
Yes, sir.
That you be strengthened in your inner man.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Look what it says. What will happen to you if you let it happen? That Christ, verse 17.
Yes,
let me close with this. I'm going to close with this. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. That ye being rooted. Oh my goodness. What 1 Corinthians 13 say about love? It never what? What did it say faith work by?
Love.
What he's talking about in Romans 5:5 when you have tribulation and trouble? Huh? Love is your master key, you know. And you know you can't do it on your own, right?
Nope.
You know some people are not lovable, right?
Right. That's right. Come on, Dad.
And naturally, you can't love them.
That's right. That's right.
But because the love of God in your heart, you can love them.
Yes.
You got some folks you don't lack. Talking about loving. You don't lack them. You just don't lack them. You don't like the attitude. You just don't lack them. Don't y'all set y'all like y'all on. Hallelujah. No, baby. I know better when you pull these church clothes off. We need the love of God. I need the love of God. Somebody pull in front of you, throw a finger up. You going to say hallelujah? Somebody pull right out in front of you. And stop. You can say, Jesus love you. You ain't gonna say nothing unless God help you to understand that the enemy trying to rob you. I receive. The enemy trying to rob you. So I got 3 minutes. I'm closing now. Let's wrap this up, and I'll take it up. I need to take it up because it's so much. Hearing, it means, let me show you what hearing and seeing mean. Hearing. Your ears, seeing, your eyes, understanding and receiving is talking about your soul. The Holy Spirit is putting it out all the time, and your spirit is receiving all the time. But when it gets down to the transfer switch to bring it in the system, your soul has to be trained. Are you seeing me?
Yes, sir.
And this is where the church missed it. They did not train people in their soul. They try to train people's spirit, in which the spirit is ready to lead us, and he's leading us all the time, but we run into soul issues. And when you don't know how to handle your soul, guess who else come up? Self. And there's an add-on to self called selfishness. It all rise up and block the spirit from moving. Satan, what them people name who kill him? Got a bomb on them, said they're going to kill you, and they killed their own crazy self. What?
Kamikaze.
Satan always sending one of them at you. That's why that waiter didn't wait on you right in the store. They wanted to get your ugliness out of you. And it came right on out, didn't it? Didn't it come out? who you think? Calm down, baby. Calm down. Calm down. That's one of my biggest problems. One of my biggest problems was I didn't know he was kept sending them people at me. And so now I know how to calm down. They're trying to take something from me. I leave the house all anointed and get out there and let a car take my anointing. Person walk right by you, know you and don't speak. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. Your cousin have a birthday party. Your name is nowhere on the list. Then somebody come tell you about it. So why you wasn't there? See, they ask you, why you wasn't there? I didn't know what was going on. I'm not talking about me personally, just me. I'm talking about you too. You know they don't want you around, right? You got too much Jesus up in you. Hush. Hush. Somebody calling my name. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. We'll take up next Sunday. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Praise the Lord. Isn't this a good morning? Somebody say hallelujah.